Biden administration to send 1,500 active duty troops to southern border amid migrant surge. By Christina Wong on May 2, 2023. The Biden administration will send 1,500 active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to stem an expected migrant surge following the end of pandemic-era restrictions. The troops are not expected to apprehend any migrants or do any law enforcement work, but rather, do data entry, warehouse support and other administrative tasks, so that U.S. Customs and Border Protection can focus on fieldwork. The deployment will last roughly 3 months, with possible extensions. It was not immediately clear when they would deploy. At the request of the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Austin approved a temporary Department of Defense (DOD) increase of an additional 1,500 military personnel to supplement U.S. Customs and Border Protection (CBP) efforts on the U.S. southwest border, the Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Patrick Ryder said in a statement. For 90 days, these 1,500 military personnel will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring, data entry, and warehouse support, until CBP can address these needs through contracted support. Military personnel will not directly participate in law enforcement activities. This deployment to the border is consistent with other forms of military support to DHS over many years, he said. Pandemic-era restrictions put in place by the Trump administration allowed U.S. officials to turn away migrants crossing the border, but the restrictions will lift on May 11, when a surge of migrants is expected. Watch, thousands of migrants processed in one U.S. border town in a single night. The active-duty troops will join the currently approximately 2,700 National Guard members deployed there now ready to stem the migrant surge. Republicans reacted to the news by slamming the Biden administration for its handling of the border. The way this administration has handled the border is a complete dereliction of duty to the safety and security of the American people, Senator Ted Budd, RNC, tweeted. Representative Jim Banks, RN, tweeted, "Authorize the use of military force against the cartels now." Senate Armed Services Committee Ranking Member Roger Wicker, RMS, said in a statement, "This decision is just another example of the Biden administration planning poorly for a crisis that has been long in the making." The president and his team knew that the end of Title 42 risks an unprecedented migrant surge at the southwest border. Yet the Department of Homeland Security waited until virtually the last minute to request Department of Defense support, he said. Moreover, by failing to plan for this entirely foreseeable request, the Department of Defense will now be forced to deploy active-duty troops, which will have negative impacts on readiness. President Biden could have avoided this entire situation by taking seriously the crisis at our border. It is time to return to the strong border policies of the previous administration and work now to finish the wall, support law enforcement, and target the cartels. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.